Sefer names through Parsha Framshir. For Parshas Mishpatim, we'll be looking at the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim by Rav Dov Barish Frumer. So the Parsha Mishpatim in Parachav Gimel, Pasuk Ches, says V'shochad lo sikach, ki ashochad ya'aver pichim, v'salif Divrei Tzadikim, that bribes are so terrible, they're able to cover over the words of Tzadikim. So Rav Frumer's Talmidim, who published the Sefer that he wrote on his Chidushei Torah, called Divrei Tzadikim, they wrote that the reason why they named the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim was because everything the Rebbe said, Rav Frumer wrote in his anivus, in his humility, was precise and based on his Rebbeim who were Tzadikim. He was born in the late 1700s, mid to late 1700s, in Otwitzin, which is really Auschwitz in Poland, and he died in 1837. He was one of the main students of the Chozem Lublin. He lived in Kuzhinov, Poland. His Rebbe growing up was Rav Shlomo Buchner from Kuzhinov, Rav Shlomo Mikuzhinov, and he learned Nistar, he learned Kabbalah from the Chozem Lublin. It is said about Rav Dov Barish Frumer that he learned from the Chozem Lublin his Pashtus Hagashmius, physical expansion, which is considered in Chassidus to be a very particularly high spiritual rank. He was one of the best students of Rav Shlomo Mikuzhinov, who testified about Rav Dov Barish that everything I had and everything I gained from my Rebbeim, he absorbed and added. His Rebbeim also said that if Chas V'Shalom, they ended up in Gehenim for some reason, they know that Rav Dov Barish can get us out and bring us to Gan Eden. In about 1828, he moved to Ushpitzin, following the invitation of a rich man, Rav Nutza Teiberg, to teach to be the tutor of his son. Interesting maisa that happened there was one time Rav Akiva Iger was actually a guest in that town. There was a shaila posed where no one knew the answer except for Rav Dov Barish Frumer, and Rav Akiva Iger was very impressed, and from then on they developed a little bit of a friendship. Rav Dov Barish Frumer did everything to avoid publicity. He even made his students take a shvua that they would not make him known or speak of his praise. He was close with Rav Aryeh Leib Lifshitz, the founder of Vizhnitz Chassidus, who said that Rav Dov Barish wanted to remain a hidden tzaddik. He would even daven that Hashem should not allow him to be revealed. And the truth is, many people did not know who he was. But the Vizhnitzer of Rav Aryeh Leib Lifshitz knew who he was. He testified that he saw around 400 tzaddikim in his generation, and nobody compared to Rav Dov Barish. Rav Moshe from Lvov, one of his Talmidim, said that he compared with his greatness on the same playing field as the Chozem Lublin himself. There was a sefer published by one of his Talmidim after he passed away called Shlosha Edrei Tzon, Three Herds of Sheep, where his student of Menachem Mendel Sofer described various Maisim Nifloim, where Dov Barish, his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo, and his other Rebbeim, where they have amazing Maisim about how they cured people, they healed people, they encouraged Avikorsim to do tshuva, and many other amazing Maisim. After he became recognized as a Talmud Chacham toward the end of his life, so he became known as the Tzaddik from Ushpizin, and he even agreed to lead the community, but there was a certain government mandate that did not allow him to. He passed away before he was able to take over, but yet on his matzeva, it still says that he was an Av Beis Din. There is one quote that his Talmud quotes that Rav Dov Barish said. It's quoted in Sefer Shlosha Edrei Tzon, that if a person tells you that he has Ahavas Hashem, but not Ahavas Yisrael, so Shakran, he's a liar. Because there's no way he can't actually have Ahavas Hashem, he's fooling himself. They're really Tully Zebuzet. You can't find the person who has Ahavas Hashem if he doesn't also have Ahavas Yisrael, because Ahavas Yisrael is a manifestation of Ahavas Hashem. It's recorded that once Rav Dov Barish was in a shir from Rav Shlomo of Kashinov, his Rebbe, this is also recorded in Shlosha Edrei Tzon, and they were in the middle of an intense sugya mar makomos. All of a sudden his Rebbe lets out a cry, a tzaka, and no one knew what was going on. And the Rebbe screamed out that the gates, the shari tefillah, have been nistar, they've been closed, they've been ninal. And they didn't know why he said that or what that meant, and they found out, they discovered that at that moment, the Kedushas Levi had just been niftar. So this is the Rebbeim that Rav Dov Barish grew up with, that had such a koach, such an understanding of what was going on in the world. So he wrote the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim, his Chidushim al HaTorah, which was published in 1826. Also, the last name Frumer might ring a bell. His most well-known descendant is probably Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, the Kozher Glover Gon, who headed the yeshiva in Sukachov and the yeshiva's Chachmi Lublin, that was a direct descendant of Rav Dov Beresh Frumer. So on Parshas Mishpatim, he has two pshatim to one Rashi, the first Rashi on the Parsha. And Rashi over there says, when it says Ve'ela HaMishpatim, he knows that it says Ve'ela. Sometimes the Parsha will start with Ela, and sometimes it will start with Ve'ela. What's the difference? Rashi says, whenever it starts with Ela, that rejects what had been said previously. So something was this, and Ela, but this is different. Whereas the word Ve'ela is teaching me that just as something applied to a previous discussion, this would also apply to the current discussion, Ve'ela. So Rashi explains that what do we learn from Ve'ela? Just as the previous discussion in Parshas Yisro about the Aseres HaDibros are from Har Sinai, so too the Mishpatim, the laws, the judgments, are also from Har Sinai. So Rav Dov Beresh Frumer asks, what's the Havamina? Without Rashi, without Ve'ela, I would have thought that these Mishpatim are not from Moshe Misinai, rather Moshe made them up on his own. What kind of Havamina is that? So he answers an amazing answer. The pasuk by Kabbalah Satorah says, by Hashem, by Yerid Hashem al Har Sinai. Before the Yidin even got to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended on the mountain. Why? Before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and purified the Makom of Matan Torah so that the Jews should be able to receive it, Petara. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah there. And what we learn from there, if we're supposed to mimic and emulate Hashem, is that before a person learns or performs any service within Avodas Hashem, he needs to first purify himself, sanctify himself, get rid of any bad midos, hirhurim ra'im, bad thoughts, in order to be able to receive the Dvar Hashem with purity, with tahara, just as Hashem prepared Har Sinai for us by Kabbalah Zatorah. So says Rav Frumer, this would be very clear with respect to Bein Adam L'Makom, where a person needs emunah in Hashem, and a person needs to connect to the Borei Olam, and if he's filled with bad thoughts, if he's filled with midos ra'os, how could he accept the Ol Malchus Shemayim? How could he connect to a spiritual being? However, one might have thought that by mishpatim, by laws, by judgments, where intuitively we would have come up with a similar system on our own, we would have thought that, so what if a person has chataim? So what if a person has bad thoughts or has bad midos? He can still fulfill these mitzvos, these mishpatim. Those b'radim l'makom mitzvos, one has to purify himself before performing. And what Rashi's telling us is ve'ela, says Rav Frumer. Just as the b'radim l'makom mitzvos were set at Har Sinai, meaning that they also need to be purified and sanctified before their performance, so too the Mishpatim need to be approached with the same approach as the Kadosh Baruch Hu approached Har Sinai, namely with purity, with sanctity. When we engage in business, when we engage in Mishpatim, we also need to prepare ourselves and plan ahead so we can remain purified and sanctified, not only when we're performing our service, but also when we're performing our service, that's one amazing pshat that Rav Frumer has. Second pshat, on the same Rashi, is that we know that all mitzvos we perform because Hashem commanded us to. So obviously, that will be the motivation by chukim, by mitzvos that have no logic, because why else would I be doing them? But even the mishpatim, like we said before, mishpatim, they're logical, they're systematic, we would think of them on our own for the most part, they make sense, so why am I doing them? So again, still, we're only doing them because Hashem said, "Va'avdi leschem min ha'amim lios li." Because Baruch Hu separated us from the goyim for Him, li lishmi, for His sake. We do all the mitzvos for Hashem's sake, not like the other nations who do mishpatim for morals or because it makes sense, because it's logical, and that's what it means. Just like the Rishonim, just like the Chukim, the laws that don't make sense are from Sinai, and that we do them lishmi purely because Hashem told us to do them. So too the mishpatim, even the logical laws, we do because they're from Har Sinai and because Hashem told us to do them. That's a little bit about the tzaddik, Rav Dov Beresh Frumer, and his sefer Chidush Yalat Torah, Divrei Tzaddikim.